Okay, welcome back. Hour number three already. Boy, did we move through that last hour. I hope you can all listen to that again. There's a lot of information in there. Maybe I'll try and put it up on the homepage tomorrow. Be a good idea. A lot of data there. David Oates is sitting by down there in, what is it? Where do you live again?
Adelaide.
Adelaide.
South Australia. If you look at a map of Australia, it's down on the south coast, right down the bottom in the, so sort of like in the centre. You've got Perth on one side of the country, Sydney on the other, and Adelaide sort of stuck in between them on the south coast. So there you go. It's a town of 1.5 million, so it's not a small town, you know, good sized city.
How many masks are you wearing, David? Two, three?
Yeah, none. No, I don't wear masks. There you go. We don't really have a problem here. Well, not in Adelaide anyway. You know, there's no problem. Although, you've got to sign in everywhere you go with a little app on your phone. You can't go into a store or a doctor's surgery or anything without checking in with this app that you have to download from the state government website. And
unreal.
And if you don't sign in now, they're imposing fines at $1,600 for not signing in with your QR code.
See, they didn't even do this in the Soviet Union. David, come on. This is way over the top.
I know.
It's unprecedented.
It's crazy. It's insane. I'm just shaking my head at what they're doing, and everyone's just going along with it.
You ought to be shaking your head at is how compliant the sheep are.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Everyone's just going along with it. No one's querying it. You know, it's just checking everywhere you go. So, you know, I don't know. So, crazy stuff. I was pulled over by the police the other day for driving too slow, actually, if you can believe that. And then, oh, God, did they ever give me the third degree? Where am I going? What am I doing? They gave me the
no
random
kidding.
Yeah, they gave me the breath test and everything, and I was doing 90 in a 100-kilometer-an-hour zone, and I was going too slow, and I got pulled over. It was crazy.
You were presumed guilty, and you had to prove you were innocent. Yeah, that is disgusting.
Yeah, I know. I thought the cop on me said, "What's he pulling me over for? I'm driving. You know, I'm below the speed limit. I'm driving quite normally." And say,
"What did he say?"
I said, "I want to talk to you about your driving, sir. You're driving too slow on the bends, and the cars can't get past you." that was pretty much what he said.
You're not allowed to pass on curves. Is this a four-lane road or a two-lane road?
Two-lane.
You're not supposed to pass going on a curve.
I know.
And this is bizarre. And he gave you the breathalyzer test.
Gave me the breathalyzer test.
You had to get out of your car.
He did it through the window. No, just hold the machine up. You just blow into the thing. There you go. Welcome to the new world. Hey, I tell you, I got some verses on Fauci today that's got me asking a lot of questions, I tell you. So,
Dr. Fauci is the highest paid employee of the U.S. federal government. Did you know that?
Is he? No, I didn't know. Wow. How much does he get paid?
A lot. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Probably it's all just paper money, but he gets more than anybody else.
Huh. Yeah, well, look, I've got some verses on him today that have really got me scratching my head. And about what is this virus all about? What is the vaccine all about? We've been talking all year now, for a whole year, about a war, you know, coming and violence coming. Of course, it's crept up on us without us even knowing it. I mean, you know, Washington, D.C. has got walls everywhere, military all over the Capitol. If that's not a war zone, I don't know what it is. And
I am truly ashamed of what I see when I see footage of that. The razor wire on top of the 7-foot or 8-foot black chain link fence guards every 5, 6, 8 feet. This is not America. That's not America.
I know. Well, let's just look. I've got a lot of questions, but what I'll do is we'll just go ahead and play these verses on Fauci, and we'll ask the questions as we go, okay?
All right.
So,
yeah.
Let me get the file up. Okay, most of these have passed the Jeff test. A couple of them don't. But anyway, the first one, when I initially found it, didn't make much sense, but I think I know what it means after pondering it. So here's the first one on Fauci. Now, this was an interview he did, what, just yesterday, wasn't it? Wasn't it just yesterday or today?
I sent you two that were very current. So, yeah, it was yesterday or today.
Yeah, because the one I did, I actually saw them quoting on Fox News before before I went on the air. So it must have been today, I would imagine. So here's the first one.
Just discussions with my CDC colleagues yesterday, who were talking about the CDC is looking at doing a study of seeing whether or not two masks might be better than one. It makes common sense that you would think.
And this says, say C-lock. Okay, so what does that mean? Say C-lock. I heard that. I had no idea. But as I found some of the other reversals, that began to make sense. See,
is that L-O, what is the third word, David? L-O-K? L-O-C-K?
L-O-C-K. L-O-C-K, okay. Yes.
All right.
Now what's happened as a result of the virus? The whole world's been put on lockdown. Well, certainly Australia's on lockdown. I don't know how bad it is in the United States, but Britain's on lockdown.
Of course. I got it. Yeah. I know where you're going.
C-lock. Yeah. The whole world.
Say coronavirus. C for coronavirus. Lock. Lockdown. Say C-lock.
That's right.
So his subconscious is trying to remind his conscious to mention the lockdown somehow.
Yeah. And it's almost, it could just almost be an expression. Say, see, lock. We're all locked down.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, all right. So here's the next one. So let's play this one.
We got to get a synergy between the feds and the states, particularly some leadership by the federal government.
He says, it's in this death anew. That's A-N-E-W. It's in this death anew.
It's in this death anew.
It's in this death anew. It's in this death anew.
Okay. So what's in this death? Let's listen to the Fords again, and we'll get a connection.
We got to get a synergy between the feds and the states, particularly some leadership by the federal government.
Okay, so the death that is happening as the result of the virus is going to lead to some sort of synergy. It's going to lead to some sort of cooperation, which implies an all-Democrat, which implies a one-party monopoly, if that makes sense. So,
I got you. That's very interesting. I call them communocrats. Now.
Communocrats. Oh, there you go. Okay, that'll do. Yep. All right. Okay.
He's. All right, I think we should call him Dr. Death from now on. At least I will.
It's in the death and you. And interesting. I actually was tossed up between unew, as in A-N-E-W, or I-new, as in I-K-N-E-W. Jeff heard in you, as in A-N-E-W, so that's what I went with. So,
let's hear it again, just for fun.
Oh, sure. It's in the death I knew, or it's in this death I knew?
It's in this death I knew.
It's in this death I knew. It's in this death
I
knew.
I think it could go either way.
It could go either way, I know it could. Yeah. But, it's a very matter-of-fact reversal. There's no sort of remorse or shock or anything. It's just, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're all dead. Okay?
Correct.
And then we have this one.
before you get that blanket or umbrella of what we refer to as herd immunity, which if we do get that, there will be very few mutations because the virus is not going to mutate if it doesn't have a playing field to replicate. So
allegedly. Backwards, yes. Dream in a con, C-O-N.
Yes, dream in a con.
Yes, dream in a con. Yes, dream in a con.
Okay, so what's a con? Now, we found reversals about a con before, way back in the very beginning on the CDC. Let me see if I can pull those up.
It might be the con. It's close in there instead of a con. Referring to it as the con.
Sure. Okay. Well, hang on. Let me play this one on the CDC first. This is from February 2020.
We have for many weeks been saying that while we hope this is not going to be severe, we are planning as if it is.
And deceive in your con.
Deceive in your con.
Deceive in your con.
Oh, yeah.
Your con.
So what on earth is the con? Because he talks about con again. And there's another one I found on con way back in the beginning, too.
It's all a hoax, David. That's what they're just calling it a con because that's what it is. It's a con. 99.9% chance of survival with no treatment if you become infected.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a con.
Well, it's okay, all right. Okay, well, this thing is this whole interview is in reference to the vaccine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it was, anyway, listen to this one.
The question we all have, which is, when do you think for us here in America, life's going to get back to something like normal? Is that September, November? Is it next year? What do you think?
You know, David, it's a great question. Everyone asks it. But they have to be estimates that have contingencies. You cannot give a definite answer.
Okay. Now, Jeff didn't like this one, and I've gone along with all his suggestions except for this one. I actually, you can hear this one. We fed the big con.
The Facebook con.
The Facebook con. The Facebook con.
Oh, absolutely. We fed the big con. The con.
Yeah,
you got
that's
it. You see, his subconscious is just talking the truth. It's a con. He knows it.
I know. Listen to it again.
You cannot give a definite answer. The Facebook con.
The Facebook con. The Facebook con.
Okay, so what is a big con? So we got three reversals about a con now on the CDC, deceiving your con. We've got one on Fauci, dream in what did you hear? The con, did you, instead of a con?
Yeah, dream in the con.
Let's play that.
Before you get that blanket or umbrella of what we refer to as herd immunity, which if we do get that, there will be very few mutations because the virus is not going to mutate if it doesn't have a playing field to replicate. So,
dream in the con.
Dream in the con.
Yes, dream in the con.
Yeah.
Yes, dream in the con.
Yes, dream in the con. Okay. So, okay, look, the virus is real. We know that. I got reversed to say the virus is real. But what is
correct.
The con? Is the con the fact that it's nowhere near as deadly as what we've been told?
Yes.
Although you have almost 300,000 deaths in America.
Not true. Not dead from the virus. Nope. Dead from natural causes. They have done a thorough professional Johns Hopkins University investigation of the number of deaths in America in 2019 and then 2020 when the virus came in. The deaths are identical. For all statistical practicality, there was no change in the number of dead. These people died of cancer, heart attack, heart failure, liver disease, kidney failure, you name it. They died of normal things. Now, they say, well, they were infected. Were they infected with the PCR test that has a 95% false positive? How can you determine somebody is infected? The guy who invented the test, Kerry Mullis, said it's not suitable to be used to determine any kind of clinical infection in anybody. He died right after he said that, by the way, a year ago. He's dead.
Okay. All right.
And did you hear the other one? Did you hear the, David, did you, we have a little delay as usual. Did you hear the other one today? That the, you got to hear this. The creator of the coronavirus COVID-19 saliva test died under mysterious circumstances day before yesterday at the age of 51.
No kidding. Oh,
so the creator of the PCR test and the creator of the COVID-19 saliva test both die too early under mysterious circumstances.
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
The con is all-inclusive. It's the pandemic. It's the virus. It's this fake vaccine, which is not a vaccine. It's all the con.
Okay. Is this the real war? I've got a rehearsal coming up on Fauci about a war. Is this the real world war that's been brought in, that the reversals have been talked about? Look, Australia has gone on complete lockdown for less than 24 cases. I mean, the whole country's gone onto lockdown for virtually no cases at all. And now they've brought in the QR codes. They've got a scan to go anywhere I go. I mean, everything's changed over nothing.
That's total war against the Australian people by the international globalist elite as disseminated by the government in your country. No question. That might as well be a world war.
Okay,
might
well,
as
listen
well.
To this. I'm Fauci. I'm skipping a reversal just to play this one.
Can make a reasonable prediction of when we're going to get back to some form of normality, but I think the American public has to realize that's always contingent on certain things going right.
And he says, see a war.
See a war.
See a war. See a war.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. And I've been hearing war all year, and I've been waiting for the guns to start blazing. Has the real war been there under our noses all the time? And a whole new form of system and government has been brought in.
We've seen the overthrow. We've seen the communist overthrow of the United States of America, and no one's bitching about it, particularly. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yes, this is a war. This is a war against the world. This is being played out all around the world. Same thing. Fake virus, lockdowns, and now an even worse vaccine, right, which may be the way they remove their 80% of the world population. We'll see. Now they're talking about another pandemic, David. They've issued two stories on this. This was on Sputnik News. The next pandemic, quote, serious global health threat, end quote. CDC warns about drug-resistant Candida auris fungus as fears of next pandemic loom. This is more fear porn. They're getting ready for the second pandemic, Candida auris fungus.
All right, well, listen to this reversal. I'm skipping another one here, too. Listen to this one.
And if they do go right, then the numbers and the dates that I mentioned will be okay.
The sham got us scared.
The sham got us scared.
The sham got us scared. The sham got us scared.
That's the fear.
The sham got us scared. So what are they saying? That they're kind of afraid at how big the sham has gotten, and they're worried that it might backfire on them?
No, the sham got America, the world scared, us, the generic us. The sham or the con that we have pulled has got us, everyone scared.
Oh, he's speaking for the world populace, okay.
The world population, yeah. Everyone got scared.
So that's an offhanded observational comment from the subconscious. That's what that is. Very good.
Yeah. And then the last
Fauci, David, Fauci is, this is a good source. We got to watch this guy.
Yeah, well, I haven't finished the interview yet. I'll continue doing it. I run out of time. So
I can put you on Friday night if you want, hour three, if you get done.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Let's do it. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you. This is so important, the times that we're experiencing now. This is the end of the world as we knew it.
And yeah, it is. It absolutely is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know when I'm going to get to America again, Jeff. It's going to be a long time. I might have to swim.
Yeah, God. With concrete boots, they'd probably like you to do that because reverse speech is so damn revealing.
Yeah, I know. Okay, here we have another one from Fauci.
And you only get 50% of them vaccinated, then all of a sudden the timetable goes out the window. So you get mutations you got to deal with.
Not too sure what this one means. I know with Pfizer, I mean, they're one of the vaccine manufacturers.
I
don't know what that would mean. Maybe he's got something
he knows. Yeah, he's got something going with Pfizer, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
See, now think about it, everyone. For those of you who are new to this, maybe doubting a little bit, well, that's a crystal clear Pfizer. It's right there.
Right.
What's
the odds of hearing Pfizer when someone is talking Fords about a coronavirus vaccine? I mean, the odds of that alone are astronomical. Of course you hear Pfizer because he's talking about vaccines Fords. So it just makes sense.
Incredible.
Yeah. Oh, how are we going? Are we up for a break?
We can take a break. Let's do that, and we'll come right back with David Oates in just a couple of minutes with more reversals. Stand by. Okay, here we go. I want to again point out that the gentleman, the scientist from Rutgers University, who developed the first saliva test for the coronavirus, died unexpectedly. New Jersey native Andrew Brooks, 51, passed away on January 23rd, the university said in a statement, without elaborating. As the chief operating officer and director of technology and development at Rutgers, Infinite Biologics, Brooks led the effort to develop the COVID-19 saliva test. The test received emergency use authorization by the FDA and a month later was approved for at-home use. More than 4 million of the rapid response tests have already been performed since March and growing. So, look, this guy dies under mysterious circumstances. Suddenly, no reason in the world for him to die unless he figured out the con and started to talk.
Yeah. You know, I've got a reversal. I don't know where it is right now. I can't pull it up. I'll get it ready for Friday. That says the test is a weapon. I don't know how the test could be a weapon, but that's what the reversal says.
Oh, you want me to tell you?
Yes, please.
On the end of the swab that they push up your nose, often up against the back of your sinus cavities, right near your brain, and there's a very thin bone there, on the end of the actual swabs are little nanomachines that they push up there and grind into that bone, and they work their way into the brain. So you are getting what the vaccine injection may carry on the end of the swabs. It is said by many now that being swabbed is the same virtually as being vaccinated because they put the nanomaterial on the end of the Q-tip like swab. There you go.
Okay, I'll pull that reversal out for Friday. I have to go hunting for it. Okay, look, they're all reversals I got on Fauci, but I've got some interesting reversals on Trump. I've been going back over, I haven't gone over them all by a long shot, but I've been going back over some of Trump's reversals, just to see if I can see any obvious trends, you know, anything that sticks out. And there's a couple of interesting reversals I found that really stuck out, like this one here. He's talking about the vaccine.
We're getting along very well with the governors. This whole situation with respect to talking to us about equipment and equipment needs, giving us a little bit of lead time, so important, all the supplies.
Okay, I think this is back in early last year. The whole thing, he's talking about developing a vaccine, and he says in reverse, your vaccine, they've broken it.
Your vaccine, they've broken it.
Okay, so that tells me a couple of things. A, the vaccine was already developed way back then anyway.
Yep.
But they've broken it. There's something in the vaccine. There's something about the vaccine that is not a pure vaccine. What it is, I don't know. But there you go. There's a reversal. Okay? So.
Well, I can tell you there's any number of nanobots, nanomachines that they could put in these vaccines and just simply inject into the body. It's almost, you can't see them. They're that small. So, it's the perfect breakthrough. Yeah. How to slowly, permanently anesthetize billions of people, vaccinate them all with nanomachines that can be certainly turned on and turned off at will from distance. They're send and receive.
We are already in the World War, Jeff. We've already been taken over, and they didn't have to fire a bloody shot.
No, they just inject the shot. You got it. Shot is a shot.
Unbelievable. Reversals pegged it all. Unbelievable. Okay, so I did a little hunting this week, and you remember? You remember how I said that? All these reversals that I started getting about a world war and violence and something happening.
Yes.
Civil war. They all started around about November, December 2019. Okay. So, not last year, the year before last. That's when they all started. That's when I started getting them on clients. So I thought, okay, let's go back and look at Trump's reversals in 2019.
Were these the end of 2019, just before 2020 started?
Correct. That's when
they
started.
Got it.
End of 2019. So I went back and looked at Trump's reversals at the end of 2019 to see what I could find.
Uh-huh.
And I found some very interesting things. I was quite surprised. Let me play you a couple of them. Here we go. Here is the first one.
Right here in Louisiana, our brave ICE officers have arrested criminal aliens charged or wanted for murder, manslaughter, sexual battery, assault, fraud, forgery, malicious bodily injury.
And this reversal says, terror, this is your force.
Terror messes your post.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have a reversal of violence. Okay, mm-hmm. Violence, terror. And I thought, that's interesting. Okay, could have that reversal somehow influence the collective unconscious? Or was he picking up on something in the collective unconscious? Is this a prediction or is this creating it? Okay. Then also in December, I found this reversal.
And by signing the national emergency, something signed many times by other presidents, many, many times. President Obama, in fact, we may be using one of the national emergencies that he signed having to do with cartels, criminal cartels. It's a very good emergency that he signed, and we're going to use parts of it.
And it says, see you damn, you get the mob.
See you damn, you get the mob.
Okay, so that's in December 2019. That's when I started getting all the reversals about violence.
Mm-hmm.
We have a mob attack the Capitol building. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Is this predicting, or is this creating, or are we seeing the first injections into the collective unconscious? Excuse the pun on the word injection. But are we seeing the first signs of the collective unconscious being influenced way back then?
Certainly could be. A world war would be something that would be of interest to the collective unconscious, for sure.
Yes, indeed. And here we have him also in December 2019. Here we go.
We will make America proud again. That's happening and has happened. We will make America safe again.
And here he says, MAGA fierce high crime.
MAGA fierce high crime.
MAGA fierce high crime.
Of course, MAGA is the name of his movement. MAGA, make America great again.
MAGA fierce high crime.
And that's what we saw on the street gates in the Capitol building on January the 6th, a high crime, an act of insurrection, whether it was by Trump supporters or whether it was paid people come in or Antifa. I don't know who it was. You've got more information about it than I do. But the fact is that we have a reversal here that's predicting a high crime by MAGA, fierce MAGA supporters. Did you see what I'm finding here?
I hear the word fierce, but I'm wondering if, play it again, please.
Sure.
I just want to hear this.
Just the reversal? Okay.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Mega fierce hogarum.
Mega fierce hogarum.
I'm hearing high crime.
Mega
fierce hogarum.
Mega fierce high crime. I was thinking, although I don't think it is now after hearing it again, MAGA fears high crime. It's fierce. No,
yeah,
I got
fierce.
That's okay, interesting. Very interesting.
It is interesting. And this is all around the time that I started to find these reversals, okay?
Yeah.
All around this time.
Yeah.
Anything had happened.
The plan was about ready to be unleashed. That's what's coming.
Yeah. And here he is again from November, I think.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 2 years, ICE officers arrested a total of 266,000 criminal aliens inside of the United States.
And here he says, hear the terror.
Hear the terror.
Hear the terror. Hear the terror.
Right, so these are all reversals in December 2019 on Donald Trump. I mean, is that interesting? And then we got this one. And I wasn't finding anything on, I mean, I didn't go back before 2019. I went back to about June 2019. Uh-huh. And they were all fairly standard reversals, you know, some were congruent, some were incongruent, you know, and there's nothing that stood out. Until I got to December and heard all these reversals. And here's another one.
What they did, what the Obama administration did, is unprecedented. It's never happened. Never happened. A thing like this has never happened before.
And it says, a heaven, they're violent.
I haven't. No, I haven't.
I haven't. No, I haven't. I haven't. No, I haven't.
Okay. So what we are looking at here is what I call premonition reversals, and where he is, I mean, we've played on your show before, JFK, head was hit in the car, classic one, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And these all reversals that suddenly came into Trump's consciousness in November and December 2019, all around the same time that all the other reversals about a war all started. And then, of course, February started, really. Not January, but February is when it really started. The country, the world was locked down. The violence began in America. Civil rights, well, certainly in Australia, I'm talking about where I live now, civil rights were suspended. And you look at the world now. Britain's still in lockdown. And the whole world is embroiled in this incredible conflict of COVID, which, according to Fauci and the CDC, is a con designed to create fear.
It sure is. And it sure does. Yeah.
And that's exactly what we have happened. And all of this was predicted in reverse speech back in December of 2019, documented on your radio shows.
I remember.
So there we go. Yeah, so that's what I found when I went back over Trump. I mean, I got a lot more to do yet. I got his whole 4 years. I'm going to write a complete report on Trump's presidency based on the reversals.
Right.
So there you go, Jeff. So that's what I got for you. So,
They do chart what happened very clearly and inarguably. Yeah. It's right there. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, I know. Okay, let's go back and seeing we're looking at the CDC. Let's go, and we've got about 10 minutes left. Let's go and look at some of the other CDC reversals.
Get a little bit closer to your phone, David, or your mic. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Is that better? Sorry.
Yeah.
I was looking through my computer to find the reversals. Okay, so we're going to look at CDC and some coronavirus. Oh, look, I've got to play this one. I played this one on your show before, but I think it's important seeing this is all about the virus. Listen to this on Bill Gates from 2016.
We simply buy investments that are properly in place by governments, and then we do our good work through our donations.
Okay, this is from 2016. Corona grow in humans now.
Corona grows in humans now.
Corona grows in humans now.
Okay. It's all there. Yeah. So does that mean that is this collective unconscious? And he's kind of just saying that they've done it. They've got their new SARS 2.0. It can be grown in humans right now.
I would say so. You're absolutely right. And hey, listen to Trump on the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. I have another one, sir. You said earlier today that there was, you have uncovered intelligence that there is a sneak attack being planned against American troops, American assets in Iraq. Are we talking about Kataib Hezbollah again?
But we just have information that they were planning something.
Oh, now this was on a conference about the virus. So I don't know what this quiz, this is off. Oh, okay. Well, this might invalidate the reversal. Anyway, it says grow weapon. I thought it referred to the virus, but that's not what he's talking about. Forwards.
Grow weapon.
I mean, what is a weapon that you grow? There's only one thing I can think of is a weapon that you grow, and that would be the virus. And here he is again. Oh, listen to this. Gee, these reversals of Trump I haven't seen. Here we go.
This action will give them maximum flexibility to use the guard against the virus without having to worry about costs or liability.
Oh, my, listen to this one. Enormous help from a scam.
Oh, geez.
Oh, Jeff, we have unraveled it all in this show, mate. It's all here. Oh, I didn't even know I had these. I just suddenly saw these. Oh, wow. Oh, here he is again talking about the virus.
And they get better. They don't have to wait 2 weeks and 3 weeks or 2 days, but they get better. And a lot of times they waited so long that they would have a problem and it would end up being terminal because they couldn't get the kind of treatment that they deserve.
And he says, the weapon, I lost the deal. Don't think I lost the deal is very clear, but certainly the weapon's clear.
There it is.
Okay, so what do we know? We know the virus is a weapon. It's a con. It's been brought about to bring a lockdown. I mean, I'm just quoting reversals I got that I played for you today so far. It's to lock the whole world down.
It's a psyop. It's a huge weaponized psyop to destroy the world. Wow.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That is what it is. That is what all the reversals point to. This is an important show, Jeff. We need to, I'm going to upload this to my site. This is,
well,
people need to know this.
I'll put it up here too.
Yeah,
wow.
People need to know this. Wow. Oh, look at this one talking about the virus.
It's a 5-minute test, highly accurate. And I maybe can show that as we listen to our FDA commissioner, the job he's done.
What on earth? That Russian making them. The Russian making them. Talking about a test kit. What on earth? Okay. Look, there's more to this plot than we know, Jeff. I think I'm doing a lot of reversing this week. If anyone out there has got any tapes that they think I should be looking at, send them to me.
Yes. No, there's much more to this. This is a very elaborate, very sophisticated, very dark and dirty enterprise, the whole thing. No doubt.
Yeah. Oh, look, here's one on Fauci. Oh, my God, look at this. This is Fauci.
Is that you generally let that person who might actually be infected to go back into society and inadvertently be infecting other people.
Bogus, the death made you.
Bogus, the death made you.
Bogus, the death made you.
Oh, my God.
Bogus.
In other words, the virus is bogus, and all the fears of death that we're putting out there have elevated me onto the world stage, and now I'm an important man. That's what the versal means.
Tell me what he says again. I couldn't quite hear it, the first part.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bogus, B-O-G-U-S.
Yeah. Your volume was a little low. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bogus, the death made you. The death, D-E-A-T-H, made you.
Got it.
Listen to this.
Dr. Death himself.
That is amazing. That is incredible. We've all been conned. The whole world has been conned in order to bring in a whole new political system. I that's what I believe.
That's it. That's it, David. That's it. That's exactly it. And it's coming.
Wow. I haven't even seen these reversals for ages. I'm just scrolling through them now. Wow. Let's go and look at somewhere on the CDC. Okay. Yeah. You see, now this reversal is one I quoted, which made me think it was a bioweapon, genetically modified.
And sustained person-to-person spread is concerning. These factors meet two of the criteria of a pandemic.
And the madness, the virus, get the boost.
The madness, the virus, get the boost.
I mean, what was the boost? It's not in the death toll, maybe it's in...
No, it's just in general fear sowing amongst the world populace. The virus gets a boost, makes more news. That was early on.
Yeah.
It was back.
Madness. Panic. That's what they want.
Yeah. That's right. And they got it. Damn.
Wow. Look at that. And listen to this one. Hey, listen to this.
Yes, the answer to the first question is certainly we're considering what the spread of illness in other countries looks like.
And Earth being attacked.
Listen to how she says, her enunciation is so clear. Earth's being attacked. Yep. Crystal clear.
Unbelievable. And listen to this one. Oh, my.
As you can imagine, the symptoms of novel coronavirus look a lot like other viral respiratory diseases that are circulating this time of year. And so it's going to be difficult for clinicians to differentiate solely on the basis of those.
That disease will use the terror love.
That disease will use the terror love.
That disease will use the terror love. That disease will use the terror love.
And that's what it's done. It's used terror.
I'm not sure if the last word is I chopped the last word and just leave it at terror.
Yeah, it took the words right out of my mouth. Yes, I agree with that. Okay, well, that disease will use the terror. And what do we hear on Donald Trump twice in December? Terror? What was the two reverses I played? They were hear the terror, and what was the other one? Blah, 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 blah. I can't see it. No, I can't see it now. Anyway, there we go.
It's okay. It's in there. That last reversal, play it again. That sums it all up. These were early briefings, yeah. By the way, early on.
That disease will use the terror.
That disease will use the terror.
There we go. I cut the love off. Here we go.
That disease will use the terror.
Oops, sorry, a bit too soon.
That disease will use the terror.
Yep, there it is. There it is. And one more time.
That disease will use the terror.
And that's what it's doing. Got the whole world frayed. Two masks now instead of one. Who knows? Maybe you have to wear a gas mask and an oxygen tank before.
Well, I said they may end up, people may end up with BSL level suits before this is over. Disposable paper suits at the very least. This is insane. And they're creating all of it out of whole cloth nothing. It's what you can do when you own the media.
Unbelievable.
You can create anything. You just repeat it into the minds of those who are staring and drooling at their screens, and they'll believe it.
Yeah,
not knocking people, but they just don't have a chance.
No.
Wow, David. I'll put this program up. This is stunning material.
Yeah, I think it's the coronavirus exposed. This one.
Agreed. It's all there. You've done a magnificent job. All right, we'll follow this up with more on Friday. You've got a lot of Fauci, I guess. I can send you more if you want.
Yes, but send me more. Yeah, please.
All right.
Please. I just don't have time to find link to reverse, you know.
Okay, let me send you some more. I'm glad you got those. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, bravo.
Thanks.
My friend,
see you
Friday. Okay. All right, there we go. Coronavirus exposed right there, reverse speech. It's all as plain as day. We will be back tomorrow night. Talk to you then.